What is the purpose of life? What is my purpose on earth? How do I find my purpose and fulfill it? These are age-old questions. How do we even know if there's a purpose for all of us? In today's Life So Blissful audio experience, I'm talking all about how to create a purposeful life by asking two simple questions. We then take it a step further to explore the question of finding the purpose of life. You're listening to the Life So Blissful podcast. Hi again. Thanks for joining me. If this is your first time, here's what you can expect. Every Tuesday, you'll hear me speaking about how to use hypnotherapy and mindfulness and a bunch of other holistic modalities to improve mental wellness. We will dive into topics on soul searching and designing a blissful life, one where you will live with a happy heart and a joyful spirit. Today, I'm talking about creating a purposeful life and finding purpose of life. Did you set goals and resolutions for this year? I actually hate setting goals. They always end up being a burden and I can never stick to them. So instead, I like to think of my heart's desires. What do I really want to experience and manifest this year? With that clarity, I then set intentions. It's very simple as saying something like, I intend to spend more quality, loving time with my family and be fully present in those moments. So, while I was thinking of my desires and intentions for 2021, something came up for me. And that something was really just two words, and the words were purpose and fulfillment. And those two words actually took me way back into my early 20s. I used to ask these questions from myself all the time. What is the purpose of life? What is my purpose on earth? And how do I find my purpose? How do I fulfill my purpose? If you really think about it, these are age-old questions. So when I thought about those questions 10 years ago, I realized I was actually at that time living a less fun life. My days were spent mostly doing nothing and achieving nothing. Basically, living a pretty useless, good-for-nothing lifestyle. That's the truth. So I realized that what actually led me to question my purpose was non-achievement. Okay, so if it was non-achievement that led me to question my purpose, I realized that I probably should look deeper into what achievement meant for me. So let me ask you a question. What does achievement and accomplishment mean for you? What does living a fulfilling life mean for you? It can look like getting a promotion or starting a business or scaling an existing business. Or perhaps it's making more money or working less and spending more quality time with family. Whatever it is, the first step to finding purpose in life is to get clarity around what happiness and accomplishment look like for you. So here's my invitation. Think about and define what a deeply fulfilling life looks and feels like for you. Now, when you're looking into what fulfills you, you should really look into two different areas of life. And the first one is your material desires. That could mean that promotion at work, or making $1 million, or traveling the world, maybe doing work that feels good, helping others, and all the while bringing in income for you and your family. Whatever it is, it should address what makes you, and by you I mean mostly your ego, feel happy. And the second is your spiritual desires. Maybe you love to read books, to be in nature, to meditate, to write, to sing, to dance, or to perhaps be in a profession that helps you explore, learn, and live and experience your spirituality. Think about what are those things that feed and nourish your soul. I realized that when I defined my spiritual and everyday life desires and took action to satisfy those two sides of life, I naturally felt more fulfilled than ever before. So once you actually define and get clarity around those two areas of your life, make sure that you fulfill them. You take action to actually nourish your soul, to accomplish your goals. For me, it felt like I had purpose in life when I actually defined what my desires were in these two areas. Now, notice that I'm stressing purpose in life. You will see why just in a moment. For our complex minds and souls, knowing the purpose in life is not quite enough. For some reason, as humans, we seek deeper meaning to life. And when we do figure out that meaning and purpose, it really does feel absolutely fantastic. So if you ever think, what is the purpose of life, rather than what your purpose in life, keep on reading. Now, to really paint the picture, growing up, being a Buddhist by birth, I saw the world as a place filled with suffering. Some happy moments followed by not so happy times. However, as I grew up, I realized that this suffering has really risen from the problems that we have created ourselves. The greatest misconception is that life is a means to achieve something. You know, we were told that we must have a goal in life. And once you have chosen that goal, you have to work hard to achieve it. So we live with a desired future in mind all the time. We are always looking forward, rarely nurturing the moment we have in hand. In this moment, I have to do something, get something done, make it happen, right? This ultimately leads to frustration, stress, anxiety, and general unhappiness. So it had me thinking, what if I didn't want to have any goals in life? Will that make me happy? Can we just live and be? I don't think so. There is still some satisfaction in doing, making things happen and manifesting and creating. However, the problem is that we put the cart before the bull. What do I mean by that? When we put our career goals and the need to earn more money, more of everything, ahead of living life, that is putting the cart before the bull. For the cart to move forward, the bull must be at the front. It's as simple as that. That is why we should not be trapped into the ambitions of making things happen, the primary function of life. The primary function of life has to do with joy, soulful happiness, love, compassion. Life is not a means to achieve things. Life is the end itself. There is nothing to aspire, nothing to achieve, nothing to do. There is only being, which means living fully in the moment. When you are fully in the moment, you function at your best. Having to look forward to a better day will be unnecessary because you are living the journey. And as a result, the destination you want to reach will simply be a product of living and enjoying the journey that is happening right now. So, my friend, if you feel the need to find the purpose of life, ask yourself, does a river ask its purpose? A river is to flow, and life is to live. There is nothing beyond it. Just live each moment in full. Work towards creating and manifesting your heart's desires. But always strive to be in the moment and enjoy the journey. You do not need to project joy, happiness, contentment into an imagined future as a goal to be achieved. If you look close, all those gifts are right here, in this very moment. Thanks for dropping in for today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, some inspiration to create your purposeful and blissful life, a life where you feel deeply fulfilled. Because, well, you deserve it. For more self-growth and soul-searching topics, check out lifesoblissful.com. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer here, send it over to hello@lifesoblissful.com. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram. Search for Mahesha Kana. Thanks again for tuning in to the Life So Blissful podcast. I'll be back next Tuesday. To keep up, hit subscribe. And if you have a chance, please rate, review, and share with a friend. For more info, head to lifesoblissful.com.